Exercise 3, page 53.
To most of us, fairgrounds are places of pure fun, but a lot of hard work goes into making them happen, as my next guest, a young lady called Paula Yarker, can explain. Paula, can you describe your working life for us?
Well, I would say it involves longer hours and a lot more hard physical labour than most jobs. It may be seen as an alternative lifestyle, but people shouldn't think it's an easy option. Just putting up a basic game stall can take 4 hours if you have to do it single-handedly, and the rides can take more than 8 hours. Packing up at the end of a fair is even more exhausting because we usually can't start dismantling everything until late at night because of local authority regulations. I often find myself helping my dad roll up some enormous electrical cable to go into our lorry at 3 a.m.
So the hours are antisocial, to say the least.
They certainly are. Bank holidays and weekends are our main income drivers. So when most people are out socialising, we're hard at it. For that reason, most of our socialising takes place on weekdays and among other show people, as we like to be called. Maybe this is why we, and people who lead more conventional lives, don't mix as much as we perhaps should, and why misunderstandings arise about how we live. For example, there's a myth that girls in our communities are regularly chosen as teen brides by the men. In reality, and I'd like people to understand this, the way we start relationships is probably more old-fashioned and genteel than in your average community these days. A lot of people meet their partners through the dances that we hold. They're only open to people aged 18 and over, and if a man wants to escort a girl to one, he's very respectful and asks her parents' permission.
Perhaps more importantly than its effect on your social life, doesn't being from a show family have an adverse effect on your education?
Well, we spend so little time at home, we don't even call it that. We use the term winter quarters, so of course it's difficult to attend a school regularly. I tried quite hard to study while we travelled the country and did as much of my homework as possible. But my teachers used to complain about my illegible handwriting, which was the result of trying to put pen to paper during long, bumpy journeys in the lorry. But I think if you have academic talent, it shines through, whatever kind of family you're from. In recent years, I've heard of show people who've won places at Oxbridge. I think most of us, though, think we get all the education we'll ever need living our everyday lives.
What do you mean?
I think because we come into contact with people from every walk of life, we develop sales and promotion skills that people in the business world would love to have. When we drum up business outside the fair, we actually call it street selling. And we don't just passively stand there with an advertising board. You've got to have the ability to spot potential customers and the confidence to tell them what you're offering and barter with them if they're interested. Also, show people are generally very good at all kinds of manual work that are seen as skilled trades, where painters, electricians, plumbers, we do a lot of that kind of stuff ourselves. Unfortunately, a big reason for this is that professional joiners or whatever often won't come to a fairground to work because they don't trust us to pay them. But it's made us very resourceful.
So you face quite a lot of prejudice.
Definitely. We get called nasty names a lot, and even a lot of people who respect us seem to think we live like animals. We get people asking if we have toilets and such like. In fact, the trailers we live in on fairgrounds have all mod cons, even satellite TV. We're just more prone to disruptions to our power and water supplies because we rely on temporary generators, gas heaters, and hose pipes.